Proverbs 15:15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." This proverb presents a contrast, but by ignoring the implied context, people get the wrong idea. For example, the proverb begins by saying, "All the days of the afflicted." But if you miss the reality that this is in reference to those afflicted by their own sin and foolish choices, then you miss the point altogether. All the days of the afflicted are evil. That is an absolute statement of fact that can be easily confirmed. All you have to do is read accurate biographies of those who spent their lives in sin and in rejection of Jesus Christ, and you will find that statement to be true. On the other hand, our proverb goes on to say, "But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." Now that doesn't mean a person who is, you know, always just joking around and laughing and not taking life seriously. This refers to a man or woman who chooses the truly good life. He that is of a merry heart is a saved man who loves God and others, a man who makes wise choices and has the peace of God and the knowledge of eternal life. That man hath a continual feast. Again, it doesn't mean he doesn't have troubles, but it means that all along life's way, even as he faces the difficulties of life, he has a constant source of joy and peace, and he knows that God will always take care of his needs. I've read a number of biographies over the years, and I've seen examples of both sides of this proverbial coin. A recent example of a biography that I read about someone who was afflicted by their godless life choices that showed their entire life was marked by days of evil would be in a book titled Blood, Money, and Power by Barr McClellan. It was subtitled How LBJ Killed JFK. Aside from that claim of LBJ's role in the JFK assassination, the book details the dark and ugly lifelong efforts by LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, to overcome a sad childhood of poverty with political intrigue and an amoral lifestyle with the goal of becoming rich and powerful. LBJ's life, in spite of his place of power and influence, was just evil. He spent his last few years after his presidency in almost complete seclusion and went into a deep insanity until his death. On the other hand, you can read autobiographies like that of Noah Hutchings titled As It Is in the Days of Noah, or the life of Peter Ruckman in an autobiography titled The Full Cup. And there's the Journal of John Wesley. All three of these, and there are many more, tell of sinful men who found the sinless Savior, and their lives became a continual feast, even as they faced many challenges and had to watch their own loved ones, in some cases, just self-destruct. You see, that's the meaning that you must grasp from this proverb. All the days of the afflicted are evil. If you choose to reject Christ and live in sin, your life will be marked by evil, and then you end up in a lake of fire for eternity. But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. We are in an evil world. This world is fallen and filled with sin, disease, and death. But those who have Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have a joy in their heart that the world cannot understand, and no amount of evil around us can take that joy away from us. Our lives are a battle, but all along the way, we have a continual feast of God's love and provision, the fellowship and communion of the saints, and the constant hope of eternal life to come, all because of Jesus Christ, our crucified, buried, and risen Savior. As Nehemiah 8:10 says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." I feel sorry for so many people today whose lives are afflicted by their love of sin and rejection of God. But that can all change if they will only repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know, because that's exactly what I did.